What does career victory one number 100 mean to you?
Oh, it's it's really a reflection of our program. Frankly, I'm just focused on hopefully the next 100. So I mean, it's a landmark or whatever marked it. I was just made aware of it. I think it speaks volumes about our program. It speaks hugely by our players and coaches, and that's what it takes. It takes a good program that's consistent and puts you in position to win each and every week. So it's definitely something Ted and I are very proud of.
A lot of coaches are lucky to make it 3 or 4 years, and you've obviously well surpassed that. Is there some sort of magic formula for keeping it fresh and kind of avoiding the stumbling blocks that have gobbled up with some of the other coaches along the line?
Well, I mean, you know, frankly, it's a lot bigger than that. I mean, I'm very blessed to be here. I'm blessed to work for an organization that gives you the resources to be successful. They let you be creative, so you can continue to grow your program. And we have excellent players, and we've had players all 10 years that I've been here. And like I can't say it enough, I think I have the best coaching staff in the National Football League. So it's a coaching staff that's been together a long time. There's a lot of consistency. And go and take it even further than that. You know, our support staff is incredible. I mean, the job that they do to get our players ready each and every week. You know, you look at our training staff, or strength conditioning, nutrition, equipment. You know, all the way through. So it's an excellent operation that gives us a chance to be consistent. And I think that's really the, you know, side playing, having the same quarterback eight of the 10 years. You know, speaks volumes there. You know how important that is. So it's a good program.
Mike, what's your plan for the bye week with the coaching staff?
We'll work. We're working self scout, you know, as we speak, and then we'll work on Denver. We'll take a couple days off air at the end of the week, and obviously with Denver not playing Sunday, we'll get going on the game plan there, and because we're going to work with the players. The Monday they return, so we're going to practice that day.
Mike, can you put your finger on why the offense started fast, has had some lulls, then finally kind of gets traction again late in games the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think really what you got going here the last 2 weeks, we've had a defense, two defenses that came in and just really challenged us, at the line of scrimmage. And it's more about execution, getting to some things. I mean, offensively, 49 plays and, scoring 27 points, I think you don't feel too bad about that. So I think that's the reality of it. But, we take a hard look at, third down really for both sides of the ball was not good enough against San Diego. And, that's partly what's going on right now. That's what the coaches are doing. We're going through the self-scout and, just make sure that we keep it fresh and creative when our team gets back, and we'll move into Denver.
Mike, going 6-0 into the bye week, and as a team, you guys are really at a place that you've only been once before, 4 years ago. Going through that and being in this place previously, what do you learn from how to handle and keep the momentum going week to week?
Well, really sticking to the basics. Handling success is something that we talk about all the time. It's part of every weekly message that we have and every weekly theme that we have. And so, really reflecting on being here in the past, I don't know if it helps you, or maybe it does, because I'm sure the same message was applied back then too, because that's since I arrived here, I've always stated that the biggest challenge in this business is handling the different levels of success that you're able to, achieve. And 6-0 is a certain level of success. I mean, it's not where we want to stop. I mean, there's no awards for anything in this league after six games, and we're not interested in that. So, just really staying focused and on point, and really the focus right now is for our players to step away, get healthy, enjoy their time with their family, and get ready for another big six game run here.
Mike, how did Montgomery come out of the game?
Ty Montgomery?
Yeah, how did?
Well, he has an ankle sprain. Talked to him last night, and I think he's feeling feeling a little better than, you know, than obviously he was when they took him off the field. So.
When you talk about stepping away from the game, is it different from rookies and veterans? Do you kind of remind the rookies to not maybe step away completely, or do they still have to kind of keep their nose in the playbook, or is that something you just say, step away?
Well, I'll say this about today's NFL player. I don't know if they really ever step away from the game, because, I mean, these guys are on Madden football, and, I mean, all the stuff that's going on, it's just, I mean, they're – most of them are football junkies. I mean, they love it. So, you know, so that's, you know, part of their personal time. So I don't really concern myself with that. But everything we do, every time there's something for the first time, there's always an instruction to the younger players. And you know, whether it's a new schedule, it's something new every week. So we spend a lot of time talking to our first year players.
Eddie's injury limited his ability just to keep himself conditioned and at the height of where you'd like him to be going into these games?
I mean, Eddie's like, you know, pretty much our whole football team. He's beat up this week will help him. I don't see conditioning as an issue. I think you have to, you know, look at this no differently than really how we play on offense. James Starks is an outstanding running back, so we want to be a 1-2 punch. You know, at this point, I'm not really interested in running, you know, one of our running backs 20, 25 times in a game. I don't think that's the best thing for us right now. It's not the best thing for them. The running back position is an extremely punishing position. They take a lot of hits, and I think you have to be conscientious of that. So, and Eddie has a bruising running style, and you know, we had, if you look at the numbers early last year, I forget who had him in fantasy football. He was beside himself every week because he wasn't getting enough carries in here. So, but then it worked out at the end of the year pretty good. So, I'm not concerned there. Just really, I like the 1-2 punch. And frankly, if one of them gets hot in the game, then hey, he may carry it 20 times. That's how we talk as a staff.
Mike, what prompted that though? What prompted you to decide that you needed to maybe be a little more 1-2 punch versus giving Eddie?
It's really always been the mindset. It's not, this isn't really something new. It's just kind of way that, you know, the numbers worked out. I mean, there was stretches last year that we did this too. So we just, you know, we didn't talk about it. And frankly, you know, the James being out there in the first series was really the product of the way he's playing. I thought he played extremely well in San Francisco, and he's done some big things.
Right. I understand that's the mindset, but it hasn't always been the case in practice. I mean, if you look at their numbers, Eddie usually has gotten more carries and maybe even appreciably more carries than James has in a lot of games.
Well, I wouldn't make any evaluation on personnel distribution in a Sunday's game based on practice. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, there were a couple times when you've been at the podium and said, we need to get James more involved. There was like a game last year where he didn't get any carries and you were beating yourself up over it. That's all I was referring to. So. That wasn't a question.
Thank you for your opinion. Well, you don't ask questions. You always give your opinions. But that's why we like you so much.
Thank you.
Mike, last year when you came out of the bye, you know, you had to work on your run defense. You knew you had to do something kind of drastic and you move Clay around. When you're 6-0, do you look for something like that? Are you worried about that you overlook something that you really need to do during the bye because you don't want to upset, you know,
Well, I mean, I think if you watch our history here, just the way we approach the games schematically, you know, particularly with Aaron Rodgers, you know, we're loaded to play a doubleheader each and every Sunday if we had to. We're no different on defense. I'm talking about just the ability to get in and out of different schemes. So that's really what you have to stay focused on schematically. You know, what exactly you're using, when you're using it. You know, what's the next twist and turn, because this is a long year. I mean, you can't, you know, you're not just going to run the same defense, you know, for 16 weeks. I mean, you know, every defense has an adjustment and so forth, and how are people attacking it, and just staying on top of that, no differently on the offense too. So those are the types of things we focus on schematically. And then, you know, really just building fundamental tapes, just continue to build the, you know, the technique and the reinsurance of, you know, how we do things, and if we got to tweak something. And San Diego did a great job, particularly with their style of release against, you know, our corners. So we'll spend a little more time on that. Just so this game is all about trying to improve continuously And staying true to the fundamentals is something that we do each and every day. I guarantee as I stand here today and we get together again as a staff, it's going to go back to fundamentals. And we're going to spend more time on fundamentals next week with the extra day getting ready for the Broncos.
Mike, I know you've been pleased with Jeff Janis on special teams. With what you've seen from Sunday and obviously in practice as well, is he ready for a bigger role on offense?
Well, I think all of our players need to get ready, Jeff included. So that's the way it goes. We don't play just 11 guys. You're always looking for packages and to get guys part of the package. And sometimes those packages may not get ran in a game for 2 or 3 weeks. So, but Jeff's doing a lot of good things. I've really liked to, you look at the way he played in the preseason, the way he started, just his play style. It's not even close. He's playing with the physicality that the good Lord has blessed him with. I mean, Jeff is a powerful athlete, but he's a lot of things are new for him, but once he gets it, he's got it. So, and I definitely think he's making a lot of progress as far as receiver, and we'll see what the opportunities are ahead.
When you watched the film from yesterday, did his speed seem to give you guys a new element on offense?
I mean, I'm well aware how fast he is. I mean, yeah, he does a good job when he's given opportunities.
Hey, Mike, James's touchdown production is obviously really good at six games. Can you get his volume up in terms of number of catches more? Is that something that you might try to do?
Well, we don't really go about it that way. We've been fortunate that we haven't had to build our offense on just featuring a guy that way. That's not the way we're built, and that's not the way we're designed. And that's and frankly, in the passing game, it's clearly one of Aaron's strengths is his ability to spread the football around. So we do have situational awareness and things as far as who we're targeting and matchups and so forth. That's all part of it. But I don't ever go into a game saying this guy has to get this many targets, but you may go in a game saying this guy needs to get this many targets based on what's going on the other side of the ball. So, that's all part of the chess match.
Mike, I know obviously there's no way, right or wrong way to go about a rehab, but when Jordan made the decision to stay here, what do you think that's done for that locker room, and more specifically that receivers room, having his presence?
Oh, having Jordy here has been great, and having Sam Barrington here has been great. So, just when these guys want to stick around and contribute, I think it speaks a lot about the individual, but it speaks a lot about them being good teammates and helping out the program. So Jordy's done a fantastic job, and he doesn't Jordy that wants to he doesn't really want any recognition for it and so forth, but he's really attacked his rehab like none other. I mean, he's doing things that's making Dr. McKenzie uncomfortable because he's doing so well so fast. So he's taking care of business. He shows up here every day just like he always has. So it's been great to have him in the meetings, and our young players have definitely benefited from it.
Oh, you guys have been really good with penalties for the last bunch of years. I think you're the third most penalized team going into tonight's game. Is that a small issue that you need to get straightened out, a big issue just because you've been so good at it?
I'm obviously aware of it. We've talked about it, and we're also aware of the officiating crew and who's been officiating the games too. So the numbers are up. The numbers are up. The ones that are just unacceptable, and it'll be part of our conversation with the players is these the pre-snap penalties and the bad decision penalties, particularly in the combative environment. So I mean, you're going to have combative penalties. Frankly, if you don't have enough of them, then you're not playing hard enough. So we're going to have some of those. I'm definitely aware of where we are penalties, and that's what self-scouts for.
Mike.
Does Clinton Dix's come into that? Does Clinton Dix's on the sideline fall into that, or is that a borderline one for you?
I think he's competing there. I don't think that's a bad decision. I mean, I didn't pay much attention to it today when we were watching the tape, but I thought I saw on the replay that there was still 1 foot in bounds. I know he was going lateral, but, I don't fault Ha-Ha there.
Mike, you guys have been so good coming out of the bye under you. You're 8-1 in those 9 games. I know the time off is mandated now, but is there anything that you do that you feel like is really smart, or that you've done all 9 years that you think you need to continue, that you can point to there? I know there's a bunch of other variables. I get that.
I don't have just one thing for you. I think coaching in Green Bay, and one of the things that I've learned and frankly had to get comfortable with was really telling the players to schedule ahead of time. Because let's be honest, we all love it here, but it's two flights to get out of here. You know, if you want to leave, so you know your travel time is, you know, they're going to have a half a day or three quarters of a day less than what you think they have. So I think maybe telling them ahead of time what the schedule is and that they're able to get their flights and save a little money, and you know it probably makes them play a little harder for the coach. I'm sure that's what it is.